With one election in the books, the potential for another one looms. Joseph Roczynski's victory in Thursday's provincial election leaves a Halton Hills council seat vacant in Ward 2. The town has three options to fill that seat. The first is to hold a by-election in Ward 2. The other two options would see a councillor appointed. Council could choose to fill the vacant seat with the third-place finisher in the 2022 municipal election, which would be Matt Kindbaum. Kindbaum finished 122 votes behind Roczynski in an eight-person race for the two seats in the ward. The third option is to accept applications for the position. Those applications would be reviewed by council, which would then vote on who to appoint. My preference would be the next person in the election, said Ward 1 and 2 regional councillor Clark Somerville. The people have already voted, it was close. I think that person would do a very admirable job. And for the cost of a by-election and the turnout you get, it isn't worth it. The town estimates that a by-election would cost $45,000. The town has not held a by-election since 2015 when Mike Albano was elected in Ward 1 following the death of councillor Mike O'Leary. That by-election had a turnout of just 15.6% of eligible voters. Somerville also preferred the appointment of the third-place finisher because it would be the quickest way to fill the seat. It could have a councillor sworn in by April 14. The timeline for the application process would have a councillor in place by May 5 and a by-election would take until approximately June 29 to fill the seat. When I think of the volume of work that needs to be done in Ward 2, we need someone in there sooner rather than later, Somerville said. Ward 3 councillor Ron Norris also prefers the option of appointing the third-place finisher. It seems to be the most democratic way, he said. I heard a lot of good things being said about Kindbaum, and this way, we've let the voters decide. Norris, who strongly opposes the application process, is also concerned about the cost of a by-election. Initial attempts to reach Kindbaum Friday morning were unsuccessful. Halton Hills Council will discuss how to fill the vacant Ward 2 seat at Monday's council meeting.